Well, good evening. Good evening, everyone. It's great to see you all here. I wasn't sure whether we'd have 10 people or 100 people, so we're thankful to God for being in His house tonight. Estamos tan agradecidos al Señor para ver todos ustedes aquí esta noche. Yo no sabía que vamos a tener como 5 personas aquí. Or 105. So estamos bien contentos que el Señor ha traído ustedes aquí. So as we begin tonight, let's take a moment and pray together. Almighty God, thank you, Lord, for this day that we can celebrate. Gracias, Señor, por ese día para celebrar. And Lord, we know it's not a celebration of jumping up and down for joy, but a somber celebration of
testing
a gift that you have given us in your Son. No es una celebración, Señor, brincando, Señor, pero una celebración triste en una manera, recordando el regalo de tu Hijo. So thank you, Lord. And as we look at your holy word together, we just pray, Lord, that you would give Pastor Roberto and I unity as we speak together, that you would speak, Lord God, to your people. The power, Lord God, is not in your servants. The power is in your Spirit, in the words of your holy word. Ya sabemos, Señor, que el poder no existe, Señor, en nosotros, Pastor y yo, pero en tu Espíritu Santo, Señor, y también en tu palabra. Pero pedimos que podemos predicar juntos para alimentar tu pueblo, Señor, esta noche. Thank you, Lord. It is a joy from our hearts to be here. And we give you the glory. Damos toda la gloria a ti, Señor. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to be taking our text from Mark chapter 15. Mark chapter 15.
Esta noche vamos a estar viendo a Marcos 15 como nuestro texto.
As we meet together this evening, we want to ask a question.
Y en lo que en esta noche queremos hacer es hacernos una pregunta.
The question is, why the cross?
La pregunta es, ¿por qué la cruz?
Why did the Father send His Son to die?
¿Por qué es que el Padre envió a su Hijo a morir?
Why did He pour out His wrath upon His Son that He loved?
¿Por qué es que derramó su ira sobre su Hijo que amaba?
And why did Jesus go to the cross?
¿Y por qué es que Cristo fue a la cruz?
I believe there are at least 3 reasons, and I will share those reasons with you as we go along.
Y hay por lo menos 3 razones que las voy a compartir aquí mientras atravesemos por este texto.
But first, in order to refresh the memories of our hearts and to put us in the right frame of mind to talk about these things, I believe it's important for us to read through the account of our Lord's suffering and crucifixion.
Para estar primero en la mente adecuada para poder ver a este texto, queremos primero repasar los sufrimientos que padeció nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
I have been reading and studying these accounts since last week when I spoke to the students of our school in chapel.
Hemos estado, o he estado yo, leyendo y estudiando este recuento del sufrimiento de Cristo desde la semana pasada, enfocado con los estudiantes de mi escuela en los servicios que tenemos allá.
So these words of Christ's sacrifice and love for us have been washing over my soul and drawing me closer to the Savior that I love all week long.
Entonces, estas palabras del sacrificio de nuestro Salvador me han estado como lavando el alma y atrayéndome a nuestro Salvador que amamos más cercanamente.
At the beginning of the service, I asked Brother Christian to read for us the beginning of his sufferings when the chief priests brought Jesus in guilty. They blindfolded him, they beat his precious face, and they mocked him.
Al principio del servicio le pedí al hermano Christian que pueda leer ese pasaje que vimos donde se menciona cómo los sacerdotes arrestaron a Jesús, lo tuvieron como culpable, le vendaron sus ojos, le golpearon su rostro y se burlaron de él.
And then our Lord remained silent before Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, who alone could order Jesus to be crucified.
Luego, delante del gobernador romano Poncio Pilato, nuestro Señor se mantuvo en silencio delante de este líder que era el que tenía la autoridad para crucificarlo o para liberarlo.
Let's pick up the story right here in Mark chapter 15, verses 12 through 39. I will read the entire account in English. Please follow along in your Bibles or on the screen in Spanish.
Entonces vamos ahora a leer este recuento que se encuentra en Marcos 15 del 12 al 39. Se va a leer en inglés desde aquí y puede seguir con sus Biblias o en las pantallas en español. Brother Christian, you can make sure that we get it on the screens on the presentation, the scriptures in Spanish, please, brother.
Please allow the power and truth of these words to sink deep into your souls as we read together the greatest expression of our Savior's love for us.
It's the last set, Norman. Mark 15, 12 to 39. Yep. After that, I think it's the last set. It wouldn't be that one. I think it'll be the one after. That's the one that Christian read, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be after that. It'll be Mark 15, 12 to 39. I put it there at the end of the slides. Anyway, you can follow up. Puedes seguirlo en español en sus Biblias. There you go.
Okay. All right, let's read together. Let's all stand together as we read.
Pongámonos de pie, por favor, juntos para poder leer este texto.
And Pilate again said to them, "Then what shall I do with the man you call King of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him!" And Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him!" So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas. And having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is, the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed him in a purple cloak. And twisted together a crown of thorns, they put it on him. And they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they were striking his head with a reed and spitting on him and kneeling down in homage to him. When they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put on his own clothes on him, and they led him away to crucify him. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him into the place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And when they crucified him, and with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and the other on his left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "Ah, you would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Save yourself and come down from the cross." And also the chief priests and the scribes mocked him one to another, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also reviled him. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. At the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders hearing it said, "Behold, he's calling Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come down and rescue him." And Jesus uttered a loud cry and he breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. When the centurion who stood facing them saw the way that he died, and breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." You may be seated.
¿Pueden tomar su asiento?
From reading that scripture, we can say glory, glory, glory to God.
How profundos juicios e inescrutables sus caminos.
Tonight we want to ask the question, why the cross?
Entonces la pregunta que queremos plantear hoy es, ¿por qué la cruz?
Why did the Father have to forsake his beloved Son?
¿Por qué el Padre tuvo que abandonar a su amado Hijo?
Why did the Lord give up his life for sinners like us?
¿Y por qué el Señor dio su vida por pecadores como nosotros?
Let's take a look at three possible answers to that question.
Veamos a tres posibles respuestas a esta pregunta.
First, our Lord Jesus had to suffer these things in order to fulfill the scriptures.
Primero, que el Señor Jesús tuvo que padecer estos sufrimientos para así cumplir las escrituras.
Take a look at Luke chapter 18, verses 31 through 34.
Mire lo que dice Lucas 18, del 31 al 34.
Here Jesus is just about to enter Jericho on his way up to Jerusalem for the week of his suffering.
Aquí Jesús está a punto de entrar a Jericó en camino a Jerusalén para la semana de su padecimiento y sufrimiento.
Scripture reads, and taking the 12, he said to them, see, we are going up to Jerusalem. Listen, and everything that is written about the Son of Man in the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles. He will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him. And on the third day, he will rise. But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what he said.
Esto nos dice Lucas, tomando aparte a los doce, Jesús les dijo, mirad, subimos a Jerusalén y se cumplirán todas las cosas que están escritas por medio de los profetas acerca del Hijo del Hombre, pues será entregado a los gentiles y será objeto de burla, afrentado y escupido, y después de azotarle le matarán y al tercer día resucitará, pero ellos no comprendieron nada de esto, este dicho les estaba encubierto y no entendían lo que se les decía.
Even though the Lord hid from their minds and their hearts at that moment the meaning of what he was saying, our Lord told them beforehand that he was going up to Jerusalem to suffer and to die.
Y aunque en ese momento el Señor escondió de sus mentes y corazones el significado de lo que les había dicho, el Señor ya les había dicho de antemano que él iba a ir a Jerusalén a sufrir y a morir.
He did this for them and also for us, so we might believe that what he was doing was planned by the Lord.
Lo hizo por su pueblo en esos días, por su pueblo que somos nosotros el día de hoy, y lo hizo para que se viera que es lo que había planeado el Señor.
But more than that, it had been written beforehand in the Old Testament prophets.
Y no solo planeado, pero escrito, profetizado de antemano por los profetas del Antiguo Pacto.
Everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished, Jesus said to them.
Lo que les dijo Jesús ahí es que se cumplirán todas las cosas que están escritas por medio de los profetas acerca del Hijo del Hombre.
Let's jump ahead to Matthew chapter 26, verses 55 and 56.
Ahora sí, seguimos a Mateo 26, del 55 al 56.
Now these won't be on the screen because I didn't give it to the guys there, but please, you have to do a little work on your Bibles tonight, so take your Bibles and try to find Matthew chapter 26, verses 55 and 56.
Estas escrituras no van a estar en la pantalla, pero en su Biblia puede buscarlas. Mateo 26, del 55 al 56.
Here Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Aquí Jesucristo está en el jardín de Getsemaní.
And when the mob came to arrest him, listen to Jesus' words.
Y cuando la muchedumbre viene para que él sea arrestado, escuche las palabras que dice Jesús.
At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds, have you come against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day, I sat in the temple teaching. You did not seize me. Listen. But all this has taken place that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. And all the disciples left him and fled.
En aquel momento Jesús dijo a la muchedumbre, como contra un ladrón habéis salido con espadas y garrotes para arrestarme. Cada día solía sentarme en el templo para enseñar y no me prendisteis. Pero todo esto ha sucedido para que se cumplan las escrituras de los profetas. Entonces todos los discípulos le abandonaron y huyeron.
Now again, in this passage, Jesus proclaims, listen, all this has taken place, why? So that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled.
Entonces nuevamente vemos que en este pasaje Jesús está proclamando que todo lo que había sido escrito en las escrituras por los profetas se estaba cumpliendo.
And let's look at the third verse here in Luke chapter 24, verses 25 through 27.
Veamos un tercer pasaje en Lucas 24, del 25 al 27.
We're jumping up to after Jesus has been crucified and resurrected, and he meets two of the disciples on the road to Emmaus.
Aquí ya estamos viendo a Jesucristo habiendo cumplido con su obra salvífica y resucitado entre los muertos. En camino a Emmaus se encuentra con dos de sus discípulos.
Now they did not yet recognize him.
Y aunque a este punto no lo reconocieron.
And they're telling him all these great things about what had just happened with Jesus the prophet, now he was crucified.
Y conversaban con él y le contaban sobre este gran profeta Jesús que había sido crucificado, los rumores que había sido resucitado.
And how some of the women had said they had seen him alive.
Que las mujeres habían sido las que lo vieron vivo.
And Jesus answers them with these words.
Y esa es la respuesta que les da a Jesús.
Luke 24, verses 25 through 27, he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself.
Entonces Jesús les dijo, oh insensatos y tardos de corazón para creer todo lo que los profetas han dicho. ¿No era necesario que el Cristo padeciera todas estas cosas y entrara en su gloria? Y comenzando por Moisés y continuando con todos los profetas, les explicó lo referente a él en todas las escrituras.
How many of you would like to be part of that conversation?
¿Cuántos de ustedes hubiera gustado ser parte de esa conversación?
I would like to sit there and listen to Jesus explaining from the Old Testament all the scriptures concerning himself.
Haber estado ahí y escuchado a Jesús interpretarles todas estas escrituras acerca de él.
On all three of these passages, we see clearly that Jesus had to be falsely accused, suffer and die and rise again in order to fulfill the scriptures.
Y entonces en estos tres pasajes vemos claramente que Jesús estaba cumpliendo las escrituras, que tenía que ser falsamente acusado, tenía que morir, tenía que resucitar para así cumplirlas.
What scriptures are we talking about here?
¿Y de qué escrituras estamos hablando aquí entonces?
Here are just a few.
Aquí están algunas de estas escrituras.
That he would crush the serpent's head.
Que él iba a aplastar la cabeza de la serpiente.
Genesis chapter 3.
En Génesis 3.
Like the serpent on the pole, he would be lifted up in the wilderness and draw all men to himself.
O la escritura que habla de que la serpiente en este palo tendría que ser levantada en el desierto para atraer todos los hombres a sí mismo.
The Numbers chapter 21 and John 3.
Eso se encuentra en Números 21 y en Juan 3.
That he would be born of a virgin.
Que él iba a nacer de virgen.
Isaiah chapter 7.
En Isaías 7.
That he'd be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
Que él iba a ser llamado Consejero Maravilloso, Dios Todopoderoso, Padre Eterno, Príncipe de Paz.
In Isaiah chapter 9.
En Isaías 9.
That he would give his back to the smiters and that they would pull out his beard in Isaiah 50.
O también los padecimientos, cómo él iba a responder a los que le azotaban y cómo ellos iban a arrancar su barba en Isaías 50.
In Isaiah 52, that his appearance would be marred more than any other man.
Y en Isaías 52, que su apariencia iba a ser desfigurada más que se ha hecho a ningún otro hombre.
In Isaiah 53, we find many of these passages.
Y por ejemplo en Isaías 53 vemos muchos de estos pasajes que Cristo cumplía.
Says he was despised and rejected by men.
Dice que fue despreciado y desechado de hombres.
He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
Que fue un hombre, un varón de dolores y experimentado en aflicción.
That he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
Que llevó nuestras enfermedades y cargó con nuestros dolores.
That we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted.
Que lo tuvimos por azotado, por herido de Dios y afligido.
That he was pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities.
Que fue herido por nuestras transgresiones y molido por nuestras iniquidades.
Upon him the chastisement that brought us peace was upon him.
Que el castigo por nuestra paz cayó sobre él.
And with his wounds we are healed.
Y que por sus heridas hemos sido sanados.
Says in verse 6 that all we like sheep have gone astray. We turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
En Isaías 53:6, donde dice que todos nosotros nos descarriamos como ovejas, nos apartamos por cada cual por su camino, pero el Señor hizo que cayera sobre él la iniquidad de todos nosotros.
In verse 7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb is led to the slaughter, like a sheep before his shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth.
Y en versículo 7 de ahí de Isaías 53, que dice que fue oprimido y afligido, pero no abrió su boca. Como cordero que es llevado al matadero y como oveja que ante sus trasquiladores permanece muda, no abrió él su boca.
So we see that the first reason that Jesus had to go to the cross was to fulfill these and many other scriptures.
Entonces vemos que la primera razón por la cual Jesús tuvo que ir a la cruz fue para que estas y muchas otras escrituras sean cumplidas.
The second reason why Jesus had to go to the cross was because it was the only way.
La segunda razón por la cual Cristo tuvo que ir a la cruz es porque ese era el único camino posible.
Only by the shedding of blood could anyone be saved, by the shedding of his blood could anyone be saved and forgiven of his sin before God the Father.
Ya que solamente era por el derramamiento de su sangre que cualquier pecador podría ser salvado y perdonado de sus pecados delante de Dios el Padre.
During the Last Supper, Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew chapter 26, verse 27 and 28. Matthew 26, verse 27 and 28. And he took a cup, and when they had given thanks to him, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, all of you, for this is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins."
En esta última cena que tuvo el Señor con sus discípulos, escucha estas palabras que Él dice. Tomando una copa, habiendo dado gracias, se la dio a los discípulos, diciendo, "Bebed todos de ella, porque esto es mi sangre del nuevo pacto, que es derramada por muchos por el perdón de pecados."
Our brother Peter picks this idea up in chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. "Knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like the Lamb without blemish or spot."
Y el apóstol Pedro, dando seguimiento a esta idea, nos dice en 1 de Pedro 1, 18 al 19, "Sabiendo que no fuisteis redimidos de vuestra vana manera de vivir, heredada de vuestros padres, con cosas perecederas como oro o plata, sino con sangre preciosa, como de un cordero sin tacha y sin mancha, la sangre de Cristo."
And John, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, he said, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another." Listen, "and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin."
Luego leemos entonces en 1 de Juan 1, 7, que el apóstol dice, "Mas si andamos en luz como él está en la luz, tenemos comunión los unos con los otros." Y aquí está la clave. "Y la sangre de Jesús, su Hijo, nos limpia de todo pecado."
As we learned in Hebrews, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins.
Como aprendimos en la serie de Hebreos, sin el derramamiento de sangre no hay remisión de pecados.
And only the blood of the perfect Lamb of God had the power to cover all the sins of all who would follow him.
Y solo la sangre del Cordero de Dios, el Señor Jesús, el perfecto Hijo de Dios, tenía el poder para cubrir a los pecados de todos los que le seguirían.
Jesus had to go to the cross because it was the only way for us to be saved.
Entonces Jesús tuvo que ir a la cruz porque era el único medio por el cual podríamos ser salvos.
But there's a third answer to the question, why did Jesus have to go to the cross?
Pero hay una tercera respuesta a la pregunta por qué Cristo tuvo que ir a la cruz.
We find a part of that answer in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
Y parte de esta la respuesta a esa pregunta se encuentra en Hebreos capítulo 12, versículo 2.
It's looking unto Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of God.
Donde dice el autor de Hebreos, "Puesto los ojos en Jesús, el autor y consumador de la fe, quien por el gozo puesto delante de él soportó la cruz, menospreciando la vergüenza, y se ha sentado a la diestra del trono de Dios."
Jesus went to the cross because he loved us.
Cristo Jesús fue a la cruz por su amor a nosotros.
We read in John chapter 15, verses 12 and 13, as Jesus speaks to his disciples in the upper room, he says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends."
Dice ahí en Juan 15, del 12 al 13, Jesús, "Este es mi mandamiento, que os améis los unos a los otros, así como yo os he amado."
And the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 says, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even while we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, for by grace you have been saved."
Y Pablo en Efesios 2:4 declara, "Pero Dios, que es rico en misericordia, por causa del gran amor con que nos amó, aun cuando estábamos muertos en nuestros delitos, nos dio vida juntamente con Cristo, por gracia habéis sido salvos."
Jesus went to the cross. The Father gave up his Son and crushed his Son because he loves sinners like us.
El Señor Jesucristo, el Hijo de Dios, fue a la cruz por pecadores con nosotros porque nos amó.
So what's the conclusion of all of this?
Entonces, ¿cuál es la conclusión de todo esto?
How can we apply this message to our lives?
¿Cómo podremos aplicar este mensaje a nuestras vidas?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is gratitude.
Y lo primero que se me viene a la mente a mí es la gratitud.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
Fall on our faces before God and praise Him and thank Him and glorify Him for the sacrifice of His precious Son.
Esto nos hace que de nuestros corazones nos postremos delante de Él con rostros fijos en Él, agradecidos por su amor.
Second application I think for myself and I hope for all of us is that we would love him more.
La segunda aplicación que es mi oración para mí mismo y espero que sea para usted también es que nos motive a amarle más.
It says in 1 John chapter 4 verse 19, we love because he first loved us.
Como nos dice la palabra de Dios ahí en primera de Juan 4:19, nosotros amamos porque él nos amó primero.
I remember before I became a Christian, my life was sort of half with God and half not with God, but most of the time I was just thinking about myself.
Recuerdo antes de conocer al Señor, mi vida se trataba solo de mí, quizás un pie a la iglesia, mitad quería servir al Señor, pero al final todo se trataba de mí.
When he got a hold of my heart and my life, he changed my heart and changed my direction, and I just convicted me deeply that I needed to love others more.
Pero cuando él tomó mi corazón, él llamó la atención a mi vida y me hizo dar cuenta de que no se trataba de mí.
And to love him more.
Pero sino de amarle a él más que nada.
If we had time to go around the room and ask for the testimony of each believer here, I'm sure you would have something similar.
Y si es que preguntamos el testimonio de cada creyente aquí, sería algo similar.
The second application is that we would love him and love others more.
Entonces la segunda aplicación sería amarle a él y amar a otros, a nuestro prójimo más.
The third application is for those who maybe are hearing this message and have not yet come to know the love of the Savior.
Y la tercera aplicación sería para los que están escuchando esto el día de hoy, pero todavía no han llegado a conocer el amor de nuestro Salvador.
I want you to know that he went to the cross because of you.
Quiero que sepa que él fue a la cruz por gente como usted.
He came to this earth to seek and to save the lost.
Él vino a este mundo para buscar a los perdidos.
He told his disciples he did not come to be served, but rather to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
Él dijo a sus discípulos que él no vino para ser servido, sino para servir y dar su vida por muchos.
And truly, truly, without the shedding of Christ's blood and without our confession of our commitment to Christ and following Christ in faith, there is no hope for you.
Ciertamente sin la obra de nuestro Señor Jesucristo que hizo por nosotros y nuestra esperanza puesta en Él, no hay salvación para ninguno de nosotros.
Because he loves us, he came to this earth and he offered himself and he offers himself to you today.
Pero ya que Él nos amó y porque nos amó, Él se ofrece a sí mismo para usted el día de hoy.
So maybe you came to the service tonight or maybe you've been coming out to church for a while.
Entonces quizás vino al servicio para el día de hoy o ya ha venido a la iglesia por un buen tiempo.
Maybe you're hearing this message online.
Quizás está escuchando este sermón en línea.
We urge you to come to Christ today.
Le urgimos, le rogamos que venga Cristo hoy.
You say, well, maybe I've been in church all my life or I've gone to church a lot and I believe in God.
Y quizás dice usted, bueno, yo creo en Dios, yo he ido a la iglesia toda mi vida.
And I'm a pretty good person. I never did a lot wrong.
Y soy una buena persona, no he hecho muchas cosas malas.
We all need Christ.
Sin embargo, todos necesitamos a Cristo.
We are lost without him.
Estamos perdidos sin él.
And only the blood of Christ can take away our sin.
Y solo la sangre de Cristo puede tomar nuestro pecado.
We urge you tonight to come to Christ.
Entonces, le rogamos el día de hoy que venga Cristo.
And for us believers,
y para nosotros los creyentes,
let us love him more.
Que le amemos más.
Let us just be so thankful to him every day.
Que estemos agradecidos a Él constantemente.
And to love each other more.
Y amarnos los unos a los otros más.
Let's pray.
Oremos.
Almighty God, thank you, Lord, for your holy word tonight. Thank you, God, for your gift of salvation. Gracias, Señor, por tu santa palabra esta noche. Gracias, Señor, por tu regalo de Jesucristo, tu Hijo. Thank you, Lord God, for the sacrifice of your Son. The most precious thing in the entire universe. And you gave it, Lord God, because you love sinners. Gracias, Señor, por la cosa más preciosa en todo el universo, Señor. Tú la has dado, Señor, porque tú nos amas, Señor. So, Lord, we just pray, Father, that for myself, for all of us, Lord, help us to love you more. Help us to be thankful, Lord God. Help us to love each other more, Lord God. Gracias, Señor, y ayúdanos, Señor, para amarte más, para amar unos a otros más, Señor, cada día. And God, for anyone that doesn't know Christ here, Lord, reach down and save their souls. Oh, Lord, we pray. We beg, we plead with you, Lord God, to save sinners. Almighty God, as you reach down to us, Lord, we pray that you would reach down and save those that are lost. Estamos rogando, Señor, esta noche, que tú alcances, Lord, Señor, los que no te conocen todavía. De la misma manera, Señor, que tú nos salvó, Señor, Estamos rogando para salvar los pecadores aquí que no te conocen, Señor. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. You're the great and awesome God. As we celebrate the resurrection to come on Sunday, we ask, Lord, to fill our lives with gratitude and obedience and faith and love and grace and mercy. And we ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.